As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You may be sitting in a comfortable chair. You may choose to lie down on a settee or a bed. Wherever you are, you're comfortable and relaxed, and you can notice the weight of your head resting there on the cushion. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on the cushion, knowing that those cushions will fully support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that chair will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back into that chair, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds from inside, the sounds outside. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms and every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, a gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. And now, I want you to imagine, as vividly as you can, that you are at the top of a beautiful, warm, softly lit staircase, with 10 steps to go down, all covered in a beautifully soft carpet in your favourite colour and design, with a wonderfully smooth hardwood handrail at the side. Up to the bottom of the staircase is a door, and behind the door is a room, your own special room, where nobody ever goes but you. In a moment or two, I'm going to count all the way down from 10 down to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, you can imagine that each number is a step on this staircase, another step down into deeper and deeper levels of relaxation, so that by the time I get to 0, you will be as relaxed as you can ever be. So, 10. Take the first step down now. Plenty of time, no need to hurry. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed, moving down easily. 8. Another step down now, into a relaxed calmness. 7. Imagining now how it feels as your hand glides down that stair rail. 6. Going deeper now, deeper. 5. Feeling more and more relaxed. 4. Deeper still now, and still deeper. 3. Your breathing becoming slower now, and steadier. 2. a wonderful calmness just sweeping over you. One, almost all the way down now, just one more step to go, to zero. Zero. And now you find yourself in front of that door to your own special room. Study it for a moment, noticing the color and design, looking at the texture and pattern of the handle, and understand that this room is always here for you in your thoughts. You can always find it just by going down that staircase of calmness and relaxation in your mind. Then you open the door and move easily inside the room. It's comfortable and warm inside here, and softly lit, and furnished exactly as you want it to be. Make it absolutely perfect. Make it truly vivid in your mind. Catch the smell of it, the feel of it, as well as the way it looks. And in the middle of the room is a comfortable chair, a wonderfully luxurious and comfortable chair. And you just dawdle lazily over to it and flop yourself down, enjoying that deep sense of tranquility that sweeps over you as you sink into the cushions. And you know, one of the most important things in life is confidence. We all need a little confidence from time to time, to help us deal with whatever life has in store for us. In fact, some of us may even need more confidence than others. And that's because we've forgotten just how confident we can naturally be. And you know that confidence was always really there in the first place. We just forgot to look in the right place for it. We were looking outside instead of inside. Because confidence is the key to success in our lives. Confidence in our ability to do those things we want to do. Those things we need to do to enable us to achieve any goal or target we set. And you know where that confidence comes from? That's right, it comes from within. There's nothing magical about it, although there are times when that's exactly how it seems to work. And we can access this almost magical feeling of confidence whenever we want, simply by using the power of our mind in a positive and meaningful way. And it's what we tell ourselves that really affects us in our daily lives. What we tell ourselves really does determine how we feel. So, if we tell ourselves that we feel anxious, worried, fed up, then that's exactly how we are going to feel. Whereas, if we tell ourselves that we're going to feel calm, relaxed, and in control of ourselves and our lives, then guess what? That's how we're going to feel. And it's true, isn't it? What we think and say to ourselves affects the way we feel physically. Those unwanted negative thoughts and feelings generate unwanted emotional and physical responses in our bodies. So what we tell ourselves really does have a tremendous impact on our lives and determines not only how we feel, but ultimately what we can or can't do. So, why not begin by using the power of your mind to tell yourself, you can start again, from this very moment, living your life each day in a full and meaningful way, enjoying each and every moment, appreciating the wonder of being alive and well, here and now, realizing that there's no need to worry either about anything that has happened in the past, or, maybe more importantly, what might happen in the future, because we both know it might never happen. The past and the future are only products of our thoughts, interpreted by what we tell ourselves, moment by moment. And as our lives consist of all these moments, then life can pass us by very easily. So, if we spend time using our thoughts to worry about the past or the future, then we become trapped in that cycle of negative thinking. It's so much easier to become involved in the moment, completely involved in the moment, completely involved in everything that's happening around you. And when you do, you'll find it's so much easier to remain calm, comfortable, and so relaxed, at peace with yourself and everything around you. Why not tell yourself that each and every day is an opportunity to feel relaxed, confident, and so much more in control of your thoughts and feelings? And this will happen easily and naturally, because you choose to feel these things by using the power of your mind. And you will begin to notice and enjoy the positive changes in your life as you enjoy every day, feeling more alive, more motivated, more confident, and noticing just how good you feel in your body, more energized, more healthy, aware of how easily you now function, both in body and mind. As you now tell yourself, each and every day, how relaxed and comfortable you feel, growing in confidence more and more, your mind feeling clearer than ever, becoming more focused, seeing any problems for what they are, putting them in perspective, and dealing with them so easily, so effectively, and so confidently, that it comes as a pleasant surprise, and you begin to wonder why they ever caused you any problem in the first place. And then you realize that it really doesn't matter, because those things that used to bother you before, in the past, just don't seem to bother you anymore. Because you know, you can just leave them behind, in the past, where they will never bother or trouble you again. Because you've learned the key to success in life, and that's confidence. Confidence in your ability to deal with whatever life has in store, day by day. Sure in the knowledge that your confidence is building slowly but surely, with every breath you breathe and every word I speak, until you rapidly become that confident, self-assured individual that you always wanted to be, that you are now and will continue to be today, tomorrow, and every day for the rest of your life. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. The man lived in a flat, by a road, on a bridge. It was the busiest part of the city. The flat was at the top of a building of many flats, filled with noisy people. Cars either sped along or queued on the bridge in long traffic jams. Slow boats chugged under the bridge, whilst speedboats zipped under it, tooting their horns. Boatmen pointed out landmarks on loudspeakers. The man had lived there for many years. He always said hello to his neighbours. He always cheerily smiled as he cycled past the queues of cars on the bridge. And he always waved to the people who travelled in the boats under the bridge. He even had time to welcome newcomers to the block of flats with a gift of fresh soup. A particularly anxious young mother, who had just moved in, was finding the neighbours, road and boats too noisy to bear. And when the man arrived with soup, she gratefully took it. She noticed how serene the kind neighbour was. And so the young mother asked him, "What's your secret? How do you manage to stay so calm?" And the man smiled and said, "There is a quiet eye of stillness in the centre of every storm. You just have to walk over and stand in it." As you leave here today, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special, your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now, you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can color with imagination, but today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not? And now, having enjoyed this moment all for yourself, you feel calm, relaxed, confident. In your own time now, you will open your eyes, feeling wonderful, gently coming awake, opening your eyes, calm, relaxed, and alert. Just take a moment before you sit up, now ready to get on with your day, having enjoyed this moment of reset.